They feel lucky to be alive. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The survivors of the Highland Park, Illinois 4th of July parade shooting.
All of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. And you kept hearing the shots go off and off and off. It must have lasted about 2 minutes.
He was there with his wife and young daughters. And while some thought they were hearing fireworks, others were yelling, "Shooter, run, run." 6 people were killed, at least 30 injured. The suspected gunman's now in jail.
Police have identified Robert Cremo as a person of interest in connection with this deadly shooting. Cremo, who is in his early 20s, was taken into custody near Lake Forest, about 15 minutes north of here last night, after an hours-long manhunt. Cremo's uncle told Fox 32 in Chicago that his nephew was an aspiring rapper, and one of his videos reportedly included violent images, including a drawing of a man aiming a rifle at another person.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera in Highland Park. President Biden called it senseless gun violence, and we need to do more to get it under control, saying at a White House 4th of July event.
There's nothing guaranteed about our democracy. Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it.
Now, 2 police officers were shot in Philadelphia on the 4th of July. 1 was grazed. Both are out of a hospital as the search for the gunman continues. Mayor Jim Kenney says,
we had a beautiful day out there today, except for some nitwit, either shooting from a window or shooting from somewhere, who has a gun, probably shouldn't have had it.
The U.S. could lift some Trump-era tariffs on China. The Wall Street Journal reports maybe this week.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen last night held a virtual call with China's vice premier. The White House in a statement says, quote, Secretary Yellen frankly raised issues of concern, including the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on the global economy and on fair, non-market economic practices.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Rescuers using drones on a mountainside in northern Italy, searching for an estimated 13 hikers still missing after an avalanche killed at least 7 others. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They had a curfew instead of fireworks on the 4th of July in Akron, Ohio. The celebration canceled amid protests over the police shooting death of a black man.
Anger spilling over into the streets after the city released police body camera video of the shooting of 25-year-old Jalen Walker after he fled on foot from a traffic stop early last Monday. Officers fired as many as 90 rounds, striking Walker 60 times, according to the coroner. Police did not find a gun on him, but they say he fired a shot at them during the car chase. And in his vehicle, they found a gun and ammunition. He was also wearing a ski mask during the chase and shooting. His family's attorney, Bobby DiCello.
The behavior is strange, there's no doubt. I want to add, though, that behavior is not lethal behavior.
The officers are cooperating with the investigation. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
In Kentucky, a much different sentiment about police. 3 law enforcement officers are being mourned.
Flags in Kentucky will remain at half staff through Thursday. Floyd County Deputy William Petrie, as well as Prestonsburg officers Ralph Frazier and Jacob Chaffins, were shot and killed last week after an hours-long standoff at a small town in the hills of Appalachia in eastern Kentucky. A dog named Drago was also killed. The suspect, Lance Stortz, was eventually taken into custody. The standoff was prompted when officers attempted to serve a warrant related to a domestic violence incident. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The price of gas keeps coming down. It's fallen every day since hitting a record 3 weeks ago. AAA's national average for regular now $4.80 per gallon. And while that is 21 cents less than the all-time high, it's $1.67 more than last year. And while President Biden blames Russia's Ukraine invasion, Republicans keep blaming him. Congresswoman Kat Kamak tells Fox,
this president has had an all-out assault on our domestic energy supply.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop yet again. Dow futures down more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.